Dr. Kelly Ward, sickening that big tech is trying to tip the scales of the 2020 election. By Hannah Blow on July 29, 2020. Dr. Kelly Ward, the chairwoman of the Arizona Republican Party who was suspended from Twitter after sharing a clip from Monday's White Coat Summit, told Breitbart News tonight that big tech companies are working to swing the election for the Democrats. It is sickening that Twitter and the rest of big tech are not even hiding the fact that they are partnering with mainstream media, fake news media, and the Democrats to tip the scales in the 2020 election, Ward said. Ward is among major figures, alongside Donald Trump Jr., censored by big tech in recent days after sharing a Breitbart News video featuring America's frontline doctors challenging the establishment's prevailing narrative on the Chinese coronavirus. "I don't feel like I had violated their standards, and frankly I was a little bit shocked when it happened. I've never been suspended or banned from Twitter," Ward, a practicing physician, told Washington political editor Matthew Boyle on Tuesday evening. "It is sickening that Twitter and the rest of big tech are not even hiding the fact that they are partnering with mainstream media, fake news media, and the Democrats to tip the scales in the 2020 election," she continued, highlighting the jarring hypocrisy of Twitter choosing which tweets to censor. Breitbart Middle. Breitbart News Tonight, Kelly Ward, July 28, 2020. Ward pointed out that the social media platform does not enforce its rules equally, allowing dictators, communist China, and foreign propaganda to abuse their platform daily. Boyle noted that the World Health Organization, WHO, previously shared misinformation on the coronavirus on the platform. WHO stated that there was no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the virus, yet never faced consequences from Twitter. "The bias that they show never happens to those people on the left," Ward said. The big picture, however, is the left's stated goal to get Joe Biden, D, into the White House, Boyle noted. Big tech, the establishment media, the institutional left, and the Biden campaign want to take down President Trump and will do anything to make that happen, he continued, noting that Democrats currently have their sights set on Arizona. Ward expressed confidence in keeping Arizona red, reminding listeners that Biden will usher in an age of regression. She also noted that they are currently on the verge of 3 million voter contacts, over double the 1.4 million in 2018. "Joe Biden has no ground game. Joe Biden has no message. To be frank, really, Joe Biden has no mind," she said. "And so we are working very, very hard to educate our voters on the ground. The fact that he left wants to defund the police, that is resonating across Arizona with Republicans, with independents, and with Democrats, do not want to defund the police. They want law and order," she continued, emphasizing the GOP's ground game targeting Marks Kelly as well. "Yes, I said Marks, Marxist Kelly," Ward said, referencing Senator Martha McSally's, our Oz, Democrat challenger Mark Kelly and his deeply troubling ties to China. Hearing about how close Marks Kelly has aligned himself with Tencent, the big tech data mining company that's controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, is a serious red flag for our voters, Ward said. "Ultimately, Arizona voters understand that this election is about liberty versus lockdowns," the Arizona GOP chairwoman said. "It's about freedom versus tyranny. It's about Americanism versus socialism, and they understand that Joe Biden and Marks Kelly would work hand in hand with people like Ock and Bernie Sanders and the rest of the squad to pull us down, down, down," she explained. "The people here want law and order. They want prosperity. They want to be healthy. They want to be happy. They want to be free," she continued. "And they understand that if they vote Democrat, those things are going away. They're going away in terms of our freedom of healthcare choice. Our freedom of school choice and our freedom in general," she added. Ward said members of the silent majority can get involved by joining the army for Trump and speaking out to those in their circles. Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific.